All right. Well, thank you for coming. My name is Adam Saxon. I am with the Power BI CAT team. And how many here know what the CAT team is? A couple people. For those of you that don't, I basically say I'm an elite ninja that drops into customers and fixes stuff. So that's what I do. So I have been on the CAT team for a little while. I was in support for a long time before there. And what I want to talk to you is a new feature that is coming to Power BI that I'm very, very excited about. And this provides the ability to go way beyond what our default data sets are with inside of Power BI. And so before I get into the main meat of this, I want to set the context and share a little story. And so the default, this keeps moving, the default that we have in Power BI for your data set size is 1 gigabyte, right? So if I publish a data set to Power BI, it's 1 gigabyte. That's regardless of whether I'm embedding my application into a custom application or if I'm using the PowerBI.com service, we're going to have 1 gigabyte for a standard user limitation. And then what came around is Power BI Premium, which now allows me to go up to data sets about the size of 10 gigabytes, right? That's a big data set. But what happens when I go to refresh that data set? It tries to refresh the whole thing, right? It's like all or nothing. And I don't know about you, but trying to refresh a 10 gig data set, it's going to take a little while, right? And we don't want to wait on that to happen. So what we're doing is we're implementing incremental refresh into the Power BI service. And so this is where we're going to be able to take full advantage of these larger data sets and get those into Power BI at a more reasonable rate, right? Instead of having to wait for 10 gigabytes to actually refresh. And so what this actually does is it allows you to obviously go beyond that 1 gigabyte in size, meaning that it allows us to refresh at more meaningful rates on those larger data sets, right? And then those data sets, when we're working with those large data sets, like trying to have a 10 gigabyte data set inside a Power BI desktop is not very reasonable, right? You may be able to technically load it. I know my laptop's got 64 gig of RAM on it. It's probably going to handle it okay, but it's going to be really sluggish, right? That's a lot of data. And so what we can do is get that filtered data set into Power BI desktop, configure what we need to from an incremental refresh perspective, publish that to the service, and then we're good to go, right? And then we can process the whole thing. When I talk about incremental refresh, if you're familiar with analysis services, you can kind of equate this to partitioning on the analysis services side of things. So if you're familiar with that, that's the general concept of what we're doing, except we're doing it from a Power BI desktop perspective. All right, so in terms of incremental versus full, if you're not really familiar with the concept, I mentioned before that the default refresh pattern for Power BI is to refresh the entire thing. And that can take a while. So if we do incremental refresh, it's going to be faster, right? Because we're just refreshing a portion of that data, not the entire data set, right? So it's obviously going to go faster than what it would have for a full refresh, which also goes to lower resources that are being used either within the Power BI service side. And that includes CPU and memory usage. This feature is tied to Power BI Premium or a capacity of nature that you have. And so you're going to be very mindful of the resources that are being used in that capacity node. And so with doing the incremental refresh, you're going to lower resource consumption in that item. So that's a win. We like that. And also, it's going to be more reliable because we're not going to get timeouts and all these things on those larger data pools that take a long time. It could fail, and then we've got to redo it. And so by using that incremental refresh, we're going to have more reliable refresh times that are going to work. And that's great. All right, so the refresh flow itself, setting this up, the first thing we have to do is define the incremental refresh policy inside of Power BI Desktop. And so we've got to actually set up those rules that allow us to work with that scaled down data set inside of Power BI Desktop, and then we define what that refresh policy is going to be. So we can set up the time frames that we're going to go after and how long we're going to retain that data, and there's a few other options I'll show you as well. And then we need to apply that to the service, right? So we're going to publish that Power BI Desktop item to the Power BI service, at which point the actual incremental refresh is actually going to take hold. So we define the policy on premises, and then we implement that policy or we apply that policy inside of the Power BI service itself. So that's actually where it's done, is inside the Power BI service itself. And then I mentioned before, this requires dedicated capacity or a premium. We could also use this with the Azure A SKUs as well from a Power BI embedded side of things. And so the workspace that we're publishing that Power BI desktop file to has to be assigned to a capacity of some kind in order for this to work properly. It will not work in the shared service that we have. Also, when we're implementing that policy inside of Power BI Desktop, implementation of that policy with inside of Power BI Desktop is not going to affect the data in Power BI Desktop. So when you're working with it locally, you're defining the policy itself, not affecting the data. So it's never going to get larger locally. It's only going to get larger in the Power BI service. There's also a limitation there. I don't call it out on the slides, but once we publish this to the Power BI service, for normal data sets or reports that we're publishing to the service, you can re-download that PBIX. If you've implemented incremental refresh, you will not be able to then download the PBIX as part of that, right? So we can still publish the Power BI desktop file back to the service to update items, but you're not going to be able to pull it back out. So that's one limitation with it. All right, so let's talk about filtering the initial data set. So I mentioned before that we're going to work with that smaller data item inside of Power BI Desktop. And the way we do that is we filter the data from when we're working with it inside of Power Query. So we're going to have to filter those dates. As part of that, there are parameters that have to be defined inside of your Power BI Desktop file, and that is range start and range end. These parameters are reserved parameters, and so we are looking for those parameters. If you don't have those parameters there, the incremental refresh option won't allow you to enable it. So it's those parameters have to be there in order to implement the actual policy settings themselves. So let me switch over to take a look at that real quick. So Adam, how do we actually define parameters? That's a great question. I'm glad you asked that. Inside, we can go into edit query. So I haven't pulled any data in. I just want to go in and set up those parameters right off of the bat. And so within inside of the Power Query editor, I just hit edit queries. And I can come into manage parameters and then just make a new parameter right there. So let's go ahead and do that. And from that, here, let's see if this works. Every time I do this, the screen goes black. We'll see if that happens. Nope. All right, ain't going to work. So we're going to create range start. And I'll zoom in on this once I got it set up. We need to set the data type to date time. It has to be that data type. If you're trying to work with dates that are maybe in a different format, maybe they're an integer value or something of that nature, you can play around in the M script to concatenate it out to a different value that's actually in your data. But from the parameter perspective, it has to be a date time. And then we'll actually define the date value that's there. So let me do January 1st. I apologize for all of those that are outside of the US because you think I'm doing this wrong, but I'm really not. All right, so we're going to create that. And so what it looks like real quick, I gave it the name range start. I defined the type as date time, and I gave it an initial value. This is the start value of the initial data set that I want to pull into Power BI Desktop. Excellent. Then I'm going to go up to new. I'm going to create a new parameter, and I'm going to call it range end. And we're going to go into date time. And I'm going to give it an end date. So let's do 12. I'm working with AdventureWorks, so it's a little bit of old data. I'll just say end of 2008 for that item. So now I've got both parameters in place. Great. Let me go ahead and hit OK. Those parameters are now set. I haven't done anything. I still haven't pulled in data. I'm going to do close and apply. Now I'm going to go get that data. So let's go to SQL Server. And I'm going to go get some data. Cube SQL works DW. I always usually put the date before the DW, and it always fails. So I've now trained myself to do it correctly. And then I'm just going to go get some data. So let me go ahead and get facts internet sales. And I'm going to select related tables. It's going to also grab my dim date table. So you can see that. And you have two options here. You can load or you can edit. I want to edit first. If I do load, it's going to pull in all of the data, right? So by doing edit, this brings me into the Power Query editor, and now I can filter that data set. It jumped behind screen, so let's pull that up. All right. So let's refresh the preview here. And then I want to go to the table that I'm actually going to implement the incremental refresh on. So let's go to my fact internet sales. And I've got an order date field. Go over to that. Where are you? Order date. It's in here somewhere. There he is. All right. So I've got my order date field here. It's just all the dates that are in the entire data set, right? So I need to filter those down. So I'm going to go up to the dropdown, and then I'm going to say datetime filters, and I'm going to say between. And so I'm going to specify this filter range, and then I'm going to set those to my parameters, right? So let's do that. Between. It's going to ask me, so we're going to keep rows where order date is after or equal to a parameter of range start, and where it's before or equal to the parameter of range end. All right, going to hit OK, and then I'm going to close and apply. So now it's only going to pull in the data between that initial range, right? So that's my smaller data set that I'm working with inside of desktop. All right, that's it. So now we've got our data, and now we can work with that. OK, so we filtered the initial data set. So now we need to define that policy, right? So this is defined per table. So we can actually implement this on multiple tables within our model if we want. We could have it just on one table in our model. That's OK. And we're going to define a couple things. First, we're going to define how long to retain that data. Wave to the horsies. We're going to define, so we're going to store rows in the table. And I'll pull this up in a second and explain. The store rows in the last given range, so I can define a time period for that, years, days, months, quarters, whatever. And we're going to define how long that data is actually retained. So does it age out of the partition, right? Do we get rid of it? How long do we keep it? And then how far back do we want to actually refresh those rows? So if I'm doing daily operations, maybe I want to do it, refresh it. I only want to look back at the last 7 days to get refresh items. Maybe it's only the 1 day I want to get. And so that's how often we're actually going to implement that refresh item. There's also some other options we can do in terms of defining, hey, detect if the data actually changed before I touch it, right? So that's an option there as well. And then we can also restrict to complete days that are occurred. So I may know, hey, it's the end of the month, but we're still on the last day of the month. I don't want to pull in that month until the month is complete or the day's complete, right? So I can say, if I put that check in there, it's only going to make sure that that is a complete data set before it actually pulls it in. So it can be a little smart about that. So we don't get incomplete time ranges in our data. OK. So like a cooking show, we can jump over to one of the other items. And so we can see here I've got an initial range of data that was in there. That was done with my filter. Then what I can do here is I can come into my fact internet sales table. I can right-click on it, and I can select incremental refresh. And that's how I define this policy. So I do that on the table. And when I do that, it's going to bring up a dialog. So this is your first indication that this is a premium feature, that diamond, right? So the diamond means it's premium or capacity-backed. And so you need to have capacity when you publish this to the service. Then I can select incremental refresh on. This will not be selectable if you have not implemented the range start and range end parameters. So if that hasn't been done, this won't be available to you. So that's a requirement. Then what I can do, obviously, I can choose the table. The store rows in last range. So this is how far back do I retain that data. And then the other item is the refresh rows in the last amount of time. So this tells it how far back do I go for the refresh. And then at that point, I can also select detect data changes and only refresh complete periods. So let's go in and put some values in. We will turn this on. And I'll just put in 9 and then 7. Choose year on both. And so I'm not going to actually do this part, but inside of for the detect data changes, so I could have a field in my data set that's like it was last updated on this date. So that's the field I can check here, right? And so if I have that in my model and it aligns with the data, I can tell it, look at this field to determine when to actually update it. And my refresh rule is going to go off of that. So that's an option for you. Don't have to have it, though, if you don't need it. All right. And once that's done, I can just say apply all. And that's it, right? That's all I have to define inside of Power BI Desktop. So that's awesome. And the other thing here is if I do refresh of data inside of Power BI Desktop, my data is not going to change. I'm still only going to have up to 2012 because that was my filter set, right? So that never changes in Power BI Desktop. All right. So what do we do in the service? Once we published it to the service, we need to refresh the data, right? And so if it's on-premises data, you may need a gateway. So you may need to have that configured as well. But all you have to do is just refresh the data. There's nothing more you have to do. As long as it's in a capacity-backed store or a workspace, you're good to go, and it'll just work. So let's test this theory. We will challenge the power of the internet today and see if everything is well. So I'm going to go into my AdventureWorks report. We're going to see the same thing that we saw in Power BI Desktop, right? I see those same dates. This is the date range. I do have a gateway set up. The other thing you're going to see here is, you see that diamond again? So I am in a workspace that is backed by capacity. So I'm in a premium workspace, or you know, if I'm using the Azure dedicated capacity. So that's great. My workspace is set up on my data set. So everything's good to go there. And then I'm going to come in. Let's go back to the data set and actually define the refresh. So just so you know, I'm not messing with you. Oh, actually, hey, look, the gateway wasn't selected, so that would have failed. Good thing we checked. All right, so I've got my gateway selected. I'm using my on-premises data gateway because I've got a local SQL server that it's going off of. So that's good. It's online. I like that. Let's go back to the data set. And I'm just going to hit refresh now, which is going to trigger the refresh, right? So it's just real quick. All right, it's preparing for refresh. It's going to take a second or two to go in there. And then we'll come back to our report. Maybe it's already worked yet. It hasn't. It's still thinking. There it is. So now it's refreshed. So and it refreshed based on that partition settings. So like I said, we know that originally it was the original report because it only had up to that 2012 space. And if had I, just to prove to you that this is not smoke and mirrors, had I published that report and it was using that same, the range start and range end to filter the data up to only 2012, when I hit refresh, nothing would have happened because those filters would still be in place for that base data, right? But because incremental refresh is in play, it actually does update it based on the rules that I selected. And what it does behind the scenes, and part of the reason why you can't re-download the report, is it's actually updating the range start and range end parameters on the back end. So now it's set it to, hey, we're up to date now. So when we go to do it again, we've already got the data. It's not going to go get it again, which is great. All right, so the other thing to show you from a parameter perspective that these are reserved parameters, if I go back to the data set and we look at settings, normally if I've defined parameters inside of Power BI Desktop, one of the new features we implemented about a month or so ago is you will actually see the parameters in data set settings that you can go and update the value, but they're grayed out. But I defined two parameters, so what happened? Like I said, these are reserved parameters, so you can't touch them. That incremental refresh is the only thing that's going to use those parameters. So it's in play, and it is working. And also, I am in a production. I'm in production tenant right now, so I'm in app.powerbi.com. So this works in production. The missing piece that you guys don't have is Power BI Desktop that has this. It's going to be in the May release of Power BI Desktop, which should be coming out very soon. I checked the blog this morning. It's not there yet, so that gives you an idea of how soon.
So Adam, you said you can set it up, the incremental refresh, on multiple tables.
Yes.
Those parameters then would have to be the same for each table, right?
Good question. So the question was, like, look, I can set up the incremental refresh on multiple tables, but I've only set up one pair of parameters. So yes, that is a limitation. That's a limitation, right?
Yes.
Right, okay. Yeah, so for those that didn't hear that, so yes, the range start and range end are going to be the same for all those tables. That's going to be your base data that you're working on, but you can define different refresh policies for those tables. So they may have different ranges of data that they're going to work with. So that initial load that you have may be different. Maybe that table, you want a bigger range on it, and so the initial process of that's going to be longer, right? But after that, it's going to adhere to whatever policy you defined on it. So going forward, it'd be great. All right, and I already did the demo. So any other questions? Is this cool? Like, you guys like this? This is great. All right, another question.
So
Yes, it won't be enabled. It actually, it's either grayed out or it just won't even show up.
And if you, so if you actually needed to get that back,
I would make sure you're saving that locally somewhere. Well, and that's true for other items that don't support that item. So, like, if I create the report just in the process, I'm not going to be able to do that. So you gotta, you're going to have to manage that on your end. Yeah. Awesome. All right. So that's incremental refresh. It's coming very, very soon. So if you guys are using premium or Power BI embedded capacities, you can start taking advantage of it. It is in preview. You will have to enable the preview feature in desktop. So just be aware of that. But give it a kick. Let us know what you guys think or problems you have. Yeah. Are you talking about the date changed field checkbox? So the idea there is that if you want to control the fields to go off of, if I have in some tables that I have, I may track when was that field last updated, right? So because it may be a row that actually happened last year, but it was updated yesterday, so I want to make sure that that gets refreshed. So that by defining that field of the date last changed, I can control and say, hey, you need to go update this row too. You could set up a daily refresh. So we still honor the schedule refresh settings. So you can define whatever that schedule is to refresh. Yep. So, and then question over here? Nope, you're good? All right, guys. One last question, and then we'll. Was I think I got oh there we go. So the question was is does the refresh support refresh against Google BigQuery? Is that the question? I'd have to look to see if I want to say it does. So I'd actually have to go back and look at the docs and because we list out on the docs what's actually supported from a scheduled refresh. You'll know right away when you publish it to the service because on the gateway side or whatever it'll tell you that whether or not this data support source is supported for refresh. So you'll know right away if it is or it isn't. But I'm pretty sure it is. So it may have to go through the gateway, though, even if it's a cloud service, though, depending on some of those do have to go through the gateway just because of the connector type. But it may be a Connect Live as well. I don't know. Yep. All right. Thanks, guys.